The world of podcasting is no longer confined to English-speaking borders. As we've seen on Podchaser, the most successful creators are those who think globally. From true crime to educational series, podcasts are reaching ears in every corner of the planet. However, audio alone isn't always enough to build a loyal international following. To truly connect with diverse audiences, creators must consider the power of the written word, specifically, localized transcripts and show notes. One of the most exciting yet underserved markets today is Ethiopia. With a population of over 120 million and a rapidly digitalizing economy, the demand for high-quality content in Amharic is skyrocketing. For podcasters looking to make an impact, the ability to translate English to Amharic PDF documents is becoming a vital skill in their marketing toolkit. The power of the podcast transcript. Why do we talk about PDFs in a medium built on audio? The answer is accessibility and SEO. Professional podcasters often provide their scripts or deep dive research notes as downloadable PDFs. These documents serve multiple purposes. Accessibility, they help the hearing impaired engage with your stories. Education, students use them as study guides for educational podcasts. Searchability, while Google is getting better at indexing audio, it still loves text-heavy PDF documents. For an Amharic-speaking listener in Addis Ababa, listening to an English tech podcast might be challenging. But if that listener has access to a translated PDF transcript, your content suddenly becomes a valuable learning resource. This is why creators are increasingly looking for ways to translate English to Amharic PDF files without losing the original formatting of their brand. Why Amharic? Understanding the opportunity. Amharic is the official working language of Ethiopia. It uses the Guizi script, a unique and ancient writing system that requires specific technical handling. As the Ethiopian diaspora grows and the local T.